Welcome to Finish the Race, a conservative Christian podcast where we'll dive deep into the current events and social issues affecting Americans.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
In times like these, truth, principles, and solutions matter. Through God's Word, we can restore our true American values, faith, family, and country.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
Now, here's your host, Eric Thompson.
And welcome to Finish the Race podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Eric Thompson, and this podcast is getting set up to go over issues, go over scriptures, go over stories, go over things that collectively, when we bring them all together, is the Christian life. We know that we are aliens passing through this world, and we know that our flesh is at war with our spirit if you're saved, and we know that we are at war, our bodies, with the law of God. But for those of us that are redeemed, we know that God's grace, as we come to faith, empty ourselves, are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we are then in a process, something called sanctification, to slowly change our thoughts and change our attitudes and exalt Christ. So I do thank you for sitting in on this. This will be a daily podcast / talk show. We'll have guests on. The news is insane. And as someone who's done political talk shows for quite a while, the dilemma that I always have is, how do I educate people on this state's violating our Bill of Rights? This state's trying to take away religious liberties. The country in the shutdown was not allowing people to worship corporately. People are denying their genders. Schools are teaching propaganda. And it's interesting because the church is almost, if you want to talk on the macro picture, it's almost undefinable in the United States of America. Denominations pop up. They come up with their specific interpretations of verses or of traditions, and then they want to conduct their services in light of those. But the centrality of Jesus Christ as God in the flesh come incarnate for the specific purpose of living the perfect life and dying and raising himself up from the dead, having victory over death, and then becoming our great high priest, propitiation for our sins. That's the message of the cross, salvation in Christ and in the atonement. Everything else is Christian living in light of the apostles' teachings and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Men wrote as they were prompted by the Holy Spirit to write the words of God, and we call that the Bible, the Logos. That's the word of God from a holy God to his creatures to let them know that I created you. You started out perfect. You sinned. Death entered. The world now is travailing and is everything is eager waiting for the return of the Creator, which it says over in Colossians, all things in John, all things are created by him and for him. Nothing has been created that wasn't created by Jesus Christ. He sustains everything with his word and with his will. So we're going to do on this podcast is I'm going to go, this situation's happening. And then if the Bible is clear on issues, we will contrast what the culture thinks is acceptable versus what God says is truth. There's some scriptures that are directly going to address issues, and then a lot of things that people try to say, well, God doesn't say, they want to live in gray areas. There's overarching principles that actually get rid of most gray areas. Anytime you want to bring people together, and we're dealing with politics, we're dealing with family, we're dealing with social issues, we're dealing with joy, we're dealing with depression, we're dealing with heaven, hell. Satan is going to be present through his demonic world. I don't think I'm so important. I'm going to have Lucifer involved directly. But it's not that complicated. But like Jesus said, that it's very difficult for people to take the narrow way. It's very difficult for people to empty their hearts out and their minds and be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be led by the Holy Spirit, because our hearts are deceitfully wicked. No one can know. We can't know how at war we are with God in our heart, but the Holy Spirit, we get a new heart and we get a new purpose, and God is working through us for his good pleasure and for his glory. So when we get to issues, then what's going to happen? Because what I want is you to be encouraged. What I want is you to, like with Paul, how the reason why I bought the domain name finishrace.com in 1998 was that it really hit me when, like Paul said, when he was talking about his calling and the coming to an end of his calling down the road. But in Acts 20:23, he says, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, that's a pretty big however, isn't it? I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Can you say that? Can I say that? That my life is nothing to me. What does he mean by that? God's purpose and calling and best plan for our lives should be preeminent, or should be primary in our lives. That our will, our goals, our life impression and our perception of things should be nothing. The preeminence of Christ should so override our desires that our life would then be so minuscule and so not of value that we would consider that our life would be nothing but to accomplish what God is working through me in obedience is the prize. So people get mad because when we go through issues, but they're political issues or social issues, then there's always, in my discussions on social media, there's always people that even if the Constitution, for example, says the government should not pass any laws for forbidding the freedom of speech, that they will not establish a religion or prevent the free exercise thereof. will not pass any laws that prevent people from bearing arms, owning weapons to protect themselves. The Bible says that Jesus, if you look at a woman in lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. Not that you touch the woman. If you look, you're an adulterer. If you say God's name in vain, it will be held against you. If you dishonor your parents, you know the Ten Commandments. Keep the Sabbath day was an Old Testament specifics for the Jews. Jesus said, and Paul said, that every day is the Sabbath. Don't judge each other based off of new moons and day, and days you want to worship, because we worship God in spirit and truth every day. We're not supposed to be ceasing in the worshiping. Most Christians meet on the Lord's Day, which is the day of the resurrection, Sundays. There's even Christians out there that get stuck on, no, it's Saturday, Sabbath. So they want to divide over that. But I want to encourage you. I want you to say, you know what? I'm going to listen to the podcast again, and life is hard. You may have been locked down in a state with heavy lockdowns for a year, haven't been to church, haven't seen your friends and family. And Satan wants you to think that you're alone, but you're never alone. And I don't want to speak in hyperbole. I'm not going to say things that are kind of like, well, it's a concept, so just go with it. No. Biblically, if you believe that God is omnipresent, then you cannot get away from God. If you cannot get away from God, that means you're never alone. If you've been called and you've received Christ and you are born again and your Holy Spirit is testifying that Jesus is the Christ, then you have a loving God with the vested interest in you as an adopted child into the family of God. So thus you have fellowship with your Creator. That's why Jesus said, don't worry. If you worry for an hour, you can't change color of your hair. It doesn't do anything. Now our flesh worries a lot, right? We worry a lot. And people get sad a lot, and some people don't take things serious when they should. And because Paul said, when I look inside my body, I see two members warring. I see my flesh against my spirit, and how I want to stop doing what my flesh wants to do, and I want to do what the spirit does, but I can't seem to stop doing the wrong things and do the right things. But that wasn't like an excuse. Well, since I can't, I guess I'll just keep fornicating, or I'll just keep getting drunk all the time, or I'll just keep lying. It's a call, even this podcast, for me and for you. It's a call to righteousness, but not because of this is a church or I'm a pastor. It's because God is Lord all the time. And as Lord, then we have to say, well, how am I doing today in your prayer time? How am I doing? Well, you know, you shouldn't have been yelling at that lady at work, and you shouldn't have been doing this, and you shouldn't have been doing this. Then we confess once it's been brought to our mind. If we didn't know, if we do know, we confess, and God is faithful and just to forgive us. But like he told the lady caught in adultery, I'm not accusing you, but go sin no more. Stop. But just like he told his disciples, be holy as I am holy. I want you to be encouraged, challenged and encouraged. And when I get the emails, you can email me at eric@finishtherace.com and say, you know, I want you to go over the marriage, divorce, social issues, abortion, etc., which we will. But I want you to keep in mind as we go through this, go through these shows and podcasts and people are on here. The thing about getting together as the saints, or if you're listening, you're not a Christian, but you're trying to find out what we're doing. Everything deals with the present moving forward. It doesn't deal with going backwards. For us to get together and to go backwards gives the accuser of the brethren the opportunity, right, to condemn when God isn't condemning. You can't go back. You can't go back a year ago and change anything. You can't go back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago and change anything. You can't raise your children differently now that they're raised, now that they're grown. You can't go back and have the perfect marriage now that it's been messed up with sexual sin and a divorce has taken place. It can be restored through Christ and through forgiveness and through true repentance. But you can't go stop the events that took place because that's the past. And that's why we don't look backwards. We press on toward the higher calling. If you're depressed, if you're angry, if you're disappointed all the time, but you confess Christ, then you should ask yourself, self, like it says that in Philippians, that being God did not consider it wrong or robbery. So he didn't think it was wrong that he would come and humble himself and taking on the form of a servant. Because he was equal with God, because he is God. But he emptied himself, death on a cross, but then he lifted himself up back to his righteous position as part of the triunity. So if you're disappointed, worship. Worship Jesus. It's not hyperbole. You say, you know what, Father? Thank you for your son. Jesus, thank you for the cross, that the cross has been elevated. May it be in the center in my mind that I would understand the suffering, the love, and the grace and the salvation that I have. And help me to embrace that joy that I have salvation. Help me embrace it. Help me to forget the things I've done. Help me forget the things that people have done to me. Now, of course, unless it's supernatural, it may not leave your brain, but we're supposed to take our thoughts captive. So if you're taking your thoughts captive, then you're not going to dwell on those things. Now, if you're in the midst of issues, if you're in the midst of an abusive relationship or whatever, that's different. You flee sin. You do not stay in abuse. You're seeking God all the time. If you're in fellowship with the church, the church is there to be the body of Christ, to the elders build you up in faith, and then you have meetings and service, and people share their gifts. But I see a lot of people that on social media that tweet and post on Facebook all day about memes, political memes, trips they want to take. And then all of a sudden I'll see a post. I'm doing terribly to the world on social media. It's like, well, things were great and now it's like gloom and doom. Life happens. But if you're not daily renewing your mind, then you're going to start to slip. So as we go through the issues, we're going to say, okay, this is in the news. So how does what's happening, how would that line up with God's calling on our lives as Christians? There's nothing in the Bible about politics that per se, that we're to be a certain political party. But the thing that there's things in the scripture that are pretty straightforward, and then I see people that claim to be Christians, and then I'm like, well, if it says in the Psalms and Jeremiah and other places that God knew me in my innermost parts and knit me together in my mother's womb, and I'm wonderfully made. And then someone says, but I believe it's okay for a medical facility using tools created specifically to kill the baby. How does that reconcile? Or two people are in a relationship. One decides, husband and wife, married. One of the partners decides that they are the wrong gender. They're going to change gender, and then they start having sexual relations with other people. How does that line up with do not commit adultery or do not fornicate? So I know what most people say. Oh, that's legalistic. Don't judge. We'll do a whole show on judging. We'll do a show on happiness, a show on joy. What does it mean? Maybe not whole shows, but parts of shows. What's it mean to have joy? What's it mean to be happy, joyful, content? They don't mean the same thing in God's word. Because everything's upside down. Everything's upside down for if you're a light on a hill and you're being used by God and you're walking in his walking in step with the Spirit, you'll have fullness and you will be effective in conveying to the people that God puts in front of you the truth of the gospel, the good news. Most Christians, though, they don't. They go, okay, I believe, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to tell them my favorite sports team. I'm going to tell them my favorite music. I'm going to tell them my favorite activities. I'm going to tell them my favorite foods. I'm going to tell them how long I've been married, what my kids do. But I'm not going to tell them that my life is worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task that Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. So life is good. Trials are good. They build character. They test your faith. They draw you close to Christ. You commune with the Holy Spirit, and it sometimes prays for you because we don't know what to say. So if you have salvation, you're guaranteed salvation in heaven for eternity with your Creator. You have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, helping you when you have the maturity to seek wisdom from the Holy Spirit as the Word of God that you have read is in your heart and your mind, that the Holy Spirit recalls those things to you. And then your love for the Father grows because you have the Holy Spirit inside. You have Jesus as the great high priest. And you have the loving Father that's sovereign over the universe. And collectively in the triunity, the triune God has everything covered. But what's the hardest part? I think the hardest part for a lot of people is they have it backwards. They have life upside down. So this is what I mean. Life is not about how long can I extend this decaying corpse? How long can I extend my life on this earth in dreadful fear of dying? What can I do? What vitamins? Can I run more? Can I pray for God's health? And can I, what can I do to live? But Paul said, I believe he, in 2 Corinthians, was taken to heaven after he got stoned to death, and he came back. And he said later, I don't know, I knew a man, I don't know if he was in the spirit, out of the spirit, but he was taken to the third heaven, saw things that were, that could not be repeated, could not be described on earth. He later said, it's to die is to gain. And how is that? How could dying be gain? How could it be when people die that are healthy or tragedies? How can that be? How can there be God, a loving God? How can there be anything? How can your animals get run over and you're in pain? When it comes to humans, with our souls, eternal. Our spirits live forever. We're down here, and then when God wants you to come home, you come home. You don't come home when it's convenient for you. You don't come home when you've hit a certain age. You don't come home when you've had a chance, you know, before to tell everybody, okay, I'm leaving, this is where I'm going, and this is what I need you to do. And so we people get caught off guard every day, because people die every day, and all death is God is done. God is done with you as his creature on his planet. And now, at that point, to die is to gain if you are in Christ, like Paul talks about in Ephesians, if you're in Christ. The problem, most people don't want to give up control of their lives. And so the devil and a third of the angels who fell in rebellion to God, God created hell for them. God will not allow sin in his presence, especially for eternity. So if somebody rejects Christ, if they reject the cross, if they reject salvation, there's only two options. The saints unite with the king. The people that hated the king end up with the devil and his angels in a torment. So we want to, this podcast and show is to encourage you to say you're not alone. God's working all things out for good, according to his purpose, that he loves you, that you're never alone, that he wants you to accomplish your calling so that other people could be blessed. Get you information on some political issues that we can deal with, social issues, help with family issues. But it's going to be from Scripture, and it's going to be for the edification of your life. So I do thank you for listening in on this, but we'll start on Monday. If you want to get a hold of me, head over to the website, finishtherace.com, or email me at eric@finishtherace.com. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Finish the Race. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
My friends and I love it.
It's drastically changed my life.
For more information and updates, please visit finishtherace.com. To get in touch with others in our community, please visit megabook.com. We thank you once again for tuning in. Have a blessed day.